time I think of you, it's 50 shades of blue. Every time I think of you, it's 50 shades of blue.
Hi, my name is Anthony Girasi, and it's a pleasure to be here with you today. I grew up in New Haven, Connecticut, a little town outside of it called Orange, Connecticut, and I'm currently living just outside of Boston, a place we call the South Shore. They also call it the Irish Riviera. I'd like to talk to you about my new record, 50 Shades of Blue, on the Delta Groove music label. And you're listening to GLT Blues Next.
Well, you bring the blindfolds.
I bring the wine.
Let's get together and have a good time. Silk scarves on the pillow.
Handcuffs on the bureau.
Temperatures rising, we got nowhere to go. Every time I think of you, it's 50 shades of blue.
But when you walk through my door, I only want you more and more.
I started playing piano when I was about 4 years old. My parents are not musical at all. They don't play any instrument. I didn't even have a record player when I was growing up. But when I was about four, I just, you know, told my mother I needed a piano. And luckily, they heard me. They bought me an old junk upright piano for probably 10 bucks or something. And a few years later, my mother went out and got me a really nice grand piano. I think she was paying $4 a week on it. You know, and I took lessons, you know, I guess you would call it the classical school, you know, learning my scales and things like that from a school just outside of, it was affiliated with Yale University called the Neighborhood School of Music. So I always played. I was never really into jazz bands in junior high or high school. I was just kept on playing. I was in a few rock bands. But when I was about 16 years old, the town I was living in was very small, so it took three towns to make one high school. And I befriended a young man. His name was Ed Sherry, who was a guitar player. We had mutual interest in music. And we used to go over to his house every day. And his parents had quite an extensive record collection. They had B.B. King. They had Muddy Waters. You know, they had, you know, Funkadelic. So all sorts of really cool music. And then we started jamming and, you know, really listening to music literally every day. Ed went on to become the guitar player for Dizzy Gillespie for about the last 10 or 15 years when Dizzy was alive. And one of those days listening to records was Jimmy Rogers' Chicago Bound.
When I left Father's Joy in 1934, my baby, she begged me, Daddy, please don't go. But I left that town. You know, I left that town.
I heard that record and it literally blew my mind. It was like everything that I wanted to do in music, you know, I had Jimmy Rogers, Muddy Waters, the great Otis Spann on piano, I think Pete Crawford on bass, just an amazing record, the classic Chicago sound, you know, the two guitars, piano, drums, bass, and Jimmy Rogers writing and singing some great songs. So that was when I was about 16. Then literally like about 6 or 7 years later, Jimmy Rogers was my roommate on the road. I was on the road with him for quite a while in the early 80s, late 1970s, early 1980s. And if you would have told me that when I first heard that that record by Jimmy, Chicago Bound, I never would have, in my wildest dreams, you know, expected to, number one, meet these guys, you know, because they were beyond musicians. They were like gods, you know. You talk about Muddy Waters, Jimmy Rogers, B.B. King, you know, and they all became my friends. You know, I opened up for Muddy quite a few times, and, you know, they were just real gentlemen. And if you can play, it doesn't matter, you know, what you look like, they accepted you, and we just always had a great time, and I'm honored to consider them as my friends.
I'm gonna live in Chicago, it's the greatest place around.
Well, my new record is called 50 Shades of Blue, and it's on Delta Groove Music, a great blues label from the Los Angeles area. And I started, you know, getting this together last year. You know, I'm basically, you know, people know me as a pretty good piano player and organ player. I don't think they know as much about me as being a songwriter. All the songs on 50 Shades of Blue are written by me and arranged by me. So if anybody listening to this, you know, could take anything away other than my piano playing, it's that I do love to write songs, and I have been writing songs literally my whole career. And obviously, I'm not a singer, so we're blessed here in the Boston area to have really, really wonderful singers. We have Sugar Ray. Daryl Newlish is on the record. He's been with James Cotton for the last few years. Michelle Evil Gal Wilson was on Rounder Records for many, many years. She has like a terrific voice and a great stage presence. And I'm really happy to have this lady on the recording, Toni Lynn Washington. Toni's probably in her mid-70s, but she acts like she's about 40. On the recording also is Monster Mike Welch on the guitar, my cohorts in the Blue Tones, which is Michael Mudcat Ward on the bass, and Neil Guven on the drums, and also Marty Richards is also on the drums. So the first track on 50 Shades of Blue, it's called Everything I Do Is Wrong, but the next line is, but everything I do is for you. It's kind of like, you know, probably most of the guys can relate to that. They, you know, you try doing everything that you think is right, but it could be wrong, or it could be wrong and it could be right. So it's just a great song with Daryl Newlish really having a powerful vocal statement.
Everything I do is wrong, but everything is for you. Just let me back, babe, and prove our love is true.
So bookending it with Blues for David Maxwell. David passed away earlier in the year. He was a friend of everybody that's on the record. He was probably one of the best blues piano players that we've had on the planet since Otis Spann. David passed away the week that we recorded this record, 50 Shades of Blue. So what I wanted to do was do a little tribute to him as a friend, as a fellow musician, as a fellow Bostonian, and let him know how we all felt about him. So it starts out with like kind of a, what you might call like an Otis Spann, Five Long Years, type of intro and minor blues. You know, I play quite a few choruses. Then Monster Mike comes in with the guitar. At the end of the song, we go into like almost like a free jazz kind of thing, because David, everybody knows David from his great blues recordings, but he also loved jazz. He loved folk music, and by folk music I mean David would go to Nepal and like record what he heard there. So he was very into a lot of different kinds of music. And what's beautiful about the very ending of the song, I have Sugar Ray Norcia playing the Native American flute. It sounds like a transition or transcendental part of the song where, you know, you can almost hear David's being and soul floating off into the heavens. The song Too Late for Coffee is like a country waltz. Sugar Ray loves country music, as do most of the people in the Blue Tones. And he just does a wonderful job singing this. And I just woke up one morning and it was like around 11 o'clock. I was thinking to myself, well, it's getting to be a little bit too late for coffee, because you know, I don't like to drink coffee or tea too late in the morning or the afternoon. But I was thinking to myself, you know what? But it's too early for beer. And that's where that song came from. And everybody seems to really enjoy, number one, the title, and they really enjoy the song the few times that we've played it out.
It's too late for coffee, too early for beer. I wanna hold you tight, it's been about a year.
Well, thank you very much for listening. This is Anthony Girasi, and I hope that you'll dig 50 Shades of Blue on the Delta Groove Music label. And you're listening to the GLT Blues Next.
I've been searching and searching most every day, looking at your picture that won't go away. Time after time, the roses will bloom. I'll wait for you always in my old lonesome room. A sign on the highway, they point me to you. Forget their mind, not know what to do. Heaven can wait, but you know that I can't. My heart's been broken, and it's all 'cause of you. It's too late for coffee, too early. about a year. Too late for coffee and early for beer. I wanna hold you tight, it's been about a year. Help me, dear Jesus, find the chosen few, the ones that know how to get me to you. Do anything to see you again. I wade through these waters of the South Shore Bayou. It's 8:45 in this roadside stop. I can't taste this food in this house of slop. The road lingers on and the clock has no time. Going back home, there's a mountain to climb. It's too late for coffee, too early.